Chapter 23, A Long Day.
On Saturday morning, May 22nd, Jesus entered into the synagogue in Capernaum for Sabbath services. The elders asked Jesus to read a selection from one of the prophets and then to interpret the reading for the people. The people listened and were amazed because Jesus really seemed to understand the mind of God and did not just repeat traditional clichés and phrases. But as they gathered to leave the synagogue, Jesus encountered a wild man that wanted to confront Jesus. But the disciples forced the man to keep some distance. "I heard what you meant, but did not say," yelled the man. "You implied that you are the Messiah. But you will not bring salvation to Israel," he continued. "Instead, you will bring destruction." Jesus had the man brought closer. "You heard me right, but you do not understand," said Jesus. "I am the Messiah and will offer true salvation to Israel, but not the political kingdom they expect. The people are not yet ready to believe that I am the Messiah. Don't confuse the people. Be quiet." Shaking his head, the man made a growl of frustration and sat down hard and said nothing more while Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue. When Jesus and the disciples arrived back at the courtyard leading to Peter's house, Jesus was intercepted by Peter's wife. She was concerned for her mother, who was being kept in bed because she had a high fever. Peter's wife asked Jesus to help. Instead of going directly to his own room, Jesus went into Peter's home and healed Peter's mother-in-law. As the sun finally set and the Sabbath day ended, folks came from all over the town of Capernaum to gather in the courtyard of Peter's home. These folks believed that Jesus had the power of God at his fingertips and could help them. And Jesus taught and healed late into the night. Yet in the morning, at first light, Jesus awoke and went off up into the hills. He needed time alone to pray. Yet even this time was cut short. When the disciples awoke and found Jesus gone, they all went in different directions to search for him. Simon found Jesus and informed him of the good news that the folks of Capernaum wanted even more help. But Jesus knew that it was time to take God's word to other places in Galilee. Others also needed to hear about the coming kingdom of God.